It's so strange hearing songs over Zoom.
It's not unlike listening to somebody's radio two houses away on a semi-windy day.
Well, and John's hearing the same thing you are, right?
Yeah.
Like it's, and I don't know what it's like because I haven't had to listen to the songs playing over the Zoom, but I'll start playing and I'll think maybe we shouldn't play it because it's not sounding that good. And then I'll look up and everybody's kind of bobbing their heads and like getting into it. And I think, oh, maybe it's fine. And everybody's like, no, that was terrible.
Well, there's a beat though. There's always a beat.
So you make that out.
It sounds like robots or a little carnival or something.
Yeah, like playing on tiny pianos and kid xylophones and stuff. Which I don't put it past John actually using in a recording. Tiny kid toy.
What was the little glockenspiel sound? Was that like a little toy piano thing or was it?
No, it's my glockenspiel.
That was so bad.
Sometimes a spade is a spade, Rick.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the 11-1st week of quarantine, this is the Worst Little Podcast, brought to you by Zoom. Once again, I have with me my best bud, Nick Ramirez.
Howdy.
Got Ian in the house. Dog water dick. Unfortunately, no Kim and no Chewy, but better than that, we've got John Underwood all by himself with his big old beard.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, you hit it.
Goal.
Man. Last week was cool because you can't win them all. Now you're on a streak.
Oh, you can make one of those signs. It's like this many days since our horrible accidents at a workplace.
I believe I've really only had two bad ones this entire quarantine. Most of the rest of them, I might have come up short, but except for those, I think only two of them did I blow it. So,
dude, yeah. on 10 shows good, we'll give you a chip. That's all 10 shows intro good. You know, we'll see how far you can make it before you relapse.
What happens when I break that streak? Do I have to give the chip back?
Yeah. You trade it in for a shot of whiskey at any local bar.
Yeah, man. Well, hi. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good to be here. Good to be heard.
Especially with John Underwood.
Yeah, John, welcome to the show, my friend. It's been a while.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
When was the last time you were on the podcast?
I would guess about 5 years ago.
Was it that long?
Maybe six.
So you the older you get, Rick, the older you get, Rick, time passes faster.
It's amazing.
I literally have said that to her like three times today.
Everybody's Riku.
My daddy is the best.
Ooh, can I give you guys an update?
A Riku update?
No, an update about the horrible, awful diet that I went on.
Oh, yeah. It was all soup,
and no beer.
No carbs, no sugars.
Yes.
So
it's either going to be that you failed or that your poop is weird. I'm ready for both.
The following day at lunch, the wifey looks at me and says, I don't want to do this for dinner again, man. I don't even want to finish this for lunch. And I said, you know, that's fine as long as you are saying that when we shake hands, we're agreeing to do it together and neither one of us punked out before the other, right? And she shook on that because I'm not going to take the fall for that and then never hear the end of it for the next 40 years.
Do you remember
that one time we did that soup diet?
Do you remember when we could have been skinny and you ruined it?
We did actually have the soup a couple more times, and we doctored it up with other, like rice and, you know, carbs. and have continued to stay on a healthy small meal kind of run here. And it is, you know, much more tasty and flavorful than the same soup every day for 12 meals.
Jesus.
And bacon and eggs every morning. We've kept that up. That's the fun part of that diet. We've just kept up. Bacon and eggs every day. High protein. A little energy to get you going. Do stuff.
Go team.
Yeah.
So how long do you have to keep eating soup for?
Not at all anymore. Yeah. It's over.
No. Oh, it's over.
It was supposed to be a 5-day thing. And in the middle of day two, basically Captain Diana called off the mission.
Oh yeah, I didn't catch how early that was. Day two, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
This is just a couple days.
Lost 2 pounds, man.
That's so imagine if you'd have kept it.
That's impressive.
Well, yeah, because I ate a bunch of soup and no sugars. Of course I lost 2 pounds. I just like peed it all out because I drank a lot of water.
Yeah.
And we did also not drink alcohol all week too, so.
Well, yeah, that kind of ruined the diet.
But wait, is this like how you don't drink caffeine, but you drink soda all the time? Like when you say I quit all alcohol, but I'm drinking beer and wine?
We didn't have a drink from Sunday to Friday.
Dude, it's weird thing about the quarantine. I've got a bunch of friends who have, in through the quarantine, stopped drinking, and others that have descended deeper than ever into their alcoholic haze. But
we have definitely found ourselves drinking every day on the regular, whereas in the past it was a weekendy thing. Or, you know, for me, through the podcast Monday, because that's the end of the weekend. but the quarantine, we definitely found ourselves like having a beer or wine with like every dinner, maybe 2 a day, 3 a day kind of thing, which I've never been an everyday drinker, just a binge drinker on the weekends, like any normal reno, you know, because when I binge during the week, I lose my job, as you might remember from the 1990s, Rick. Or not, remember. I have found the quarantine has definitely upped my drinking. So Diane and I are deliberately curbing it to weekends again, you know, like normal.
And John, has your schedule changed everything, or has the quarantine just screwed you up really bad, or have you just had more time to record?
A lot of practice.
And drinking and music.
Yeah, and it's important to see if you can do both at the same time.
John's actually gotten into international bird smuggling.
Bird smuggling, yes, kind of. I got ducks.
All right.
Really? They're not yours, though. They belong to the universe, right?
I mean, we have ducks that belong to the universe that we get to take care of and give food.
Aww.
And clean up after.
And clean up after every day. Luckily, no sick ones yet, but yes.
So they're in the house?
They are in the bathtub right now. I had to do that right before the show.
No shit. So you really, like, I thought that I had a friend who had, like, a pond in their yard and they would just feed ducks at their house. You mean you, like, have sick ducks inside your house?
They're not sick, Rick. I made that up.
Oh.
Six ducks.
Six
ducks.
Why do you have ducks?
Because my partner wanted to raise ducks and have eggs after they grow up.
Dude, duck eggs are awesome. What's the...
They are.
All right, so they're baby ducks?
They're not babies anymore. I mean, yeah, they're like 2-3 months. How?
So
when did the quarantine start?
March.
Yeah, so like 3 months.
Yeah.
Dude, are they... So they're adolescent ducks?
ducklings. Yeah.
Are they asking to borrow the car and like listening to terrible music that you can't understand?
They threw quite a fit to come inside today.
Shit.
But they didn't want to come inside. They wanted to go do their own thing and see if it worked out.
Dude, do they like snuggle a little bit, or are they've got to be soft as shit. Ducks are adorable, right?
They're beautiful and they are kind of snuggly, but no, they don't like to be touched.
Oh. Like if they, you know, if they'd like lay on your feet while you read a book, that would be the awesomest thing ever.
They curl up in your hoodie.
Yeah.
They are awesome because every time we go in the yard, they will follow us around the fence and just hang out with us and go on that side of the yard.
Oh, so that's cool. Are they
like
gonna just
the little
fly away?
Duckling line following
they're
you
not
along.
That little. They're full sized.
How do you stop them from flying away? Do they stay with you? Like
apparently most ducks can't fly.
Oh.
Short distances, but yeah, exactly.
They can barely get up a couple steps. They can't get out of the bathtub very comfortably yet.
Wow. I didn't know ducks were so helpless.
Non-migratory ducks.
Yeah, they're a special breed of you can have eggs in your backyard ducks.
They're Cayuga ducks. And the reason my girlfriend got them was because that they were quieter and social ducks. And they are pretty consistent on the laying of the eggs in the duck group.
So even though they're quieter, they are social. So is your house just kind of always filled with a murmuring of like just a chorus of them like just chatting?
It's pretty much at 6 a.m. when we make the first sound, they like, oh, we hear them, we want to eat. And then feed them at 7 and take them out to the pen. And then they get really noisy about 6 o'clock at night. And I fed them at 6:40 today because they were being kind of ruckus.
Damn.
Duck ruckus.
Duck ruckus. That's your next project.
Put it on the fridge, Rick.
Duck ruckus. Put it on the fridge.
I'm writing it down.
Let's get to the first song of the show here.
Oh, what a great idea. Because we
And ladies and gentlemen, for all of you just turning in, if you don't know John Underwood, he is, in my estimation, the greatest one-man band in Reno since CJ at the old Pioneer Casino. If you remember that from back in the day.
Strong.
John, what are we going to hear? Would you mind setting it up for us?
I imagine we're going to start at the beginning of the album. This song is called Do the Things I Love.
Wait, what album? We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, I put out a new album in March.
Fuck yeah.
Hey.
But the whole quarantine thing, I was actually supposed to put the album out anyways. I was supposed to go on tour in March, and it got canceled by quarantine, and I had to cancel my next tour with John Underwood and Sony Friends in May, June, which would have finished right before this.
Right. Yeah. And we were going to have you on the show sometime to promote either of those things. And then even this week, you had another show we were going to promote that got canceled.
Yeah, it's crazy. All the cancellations all over the place.
It's like the universe said, instead of touring, let's just raise ducks.
Stay home, record music, and make ducklings.
You know, it has made it a lot easier to take care of the yard and grow a lot of stuff and make a lot of stuff ourselves. So that's been cool.
Fuck yeah.
Agreed.
Well, do you want to say anything about the song Do the Things I Love before we play it?
The whole album is called Do the Things I Love Until the Very End. It's just a 4-song, 13-minute quick EP. It's part of a full length that I'm going to put out with Horny Friends later this year, I hope. We'll see. Whenever the band gets back together to perform some shows.
And Horny Friends is a name, not a description, right? Or both.
Same.
I knew band kids in high school and college, so there's really not much differentiation. The overlap of that Venn diagram is like 99%.
I mean, most of us are horny, right? And I hope the rest can find their way. At any rate, The song is called Do Things I Love. And this whole album was inspired by a friend that passed away. And I just wrote a couple songs together and made it a thing. So that everything you hear until Mental Health Loop is that.
Cool.
Good solution. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the new Days and Days record over and over and over again while I ride my bike, so I'm seriously in the mood for horns and banjo and screaming.
When aren't you, though?
I guess you're right. There's been times when banjo wasn't welcome in my life.
So, John, how long have you been playing music in Reno?
Since I was a teenager. I don't know. I'm 35 now.
So you got a fair number of bands under your belt, right?
Yep.
That whole crew of like the Vampirates, you guys, and like, well, I guess the whole Reno crew, but like, it you guys like have a core thing going on.
All you y'all, youngins, the, I think Nick is trying to say. All of you youngins.
Yeah.
Youngins. I mean, how much older than me are you?
Oh, I'm 50 years old.
Nick's the oldest one here.
I was your age when you were 15, right? That's right, right? Is that math?
No, 20.
All right. No, but like, you know, just like as an out, not really outsider, but like watching you guys fucking performing everybody other, you know, stuff all the time and all the loudest folk stuff, all tied in and like all that, man. And yours is so unique. You're one man. What's the maximum instruments you've played so far at one time?
In my performance?
Yeah.
It's 10 currently.
That's nuts.
So that's not an octopus. That's a
tentapus.
Centipus?
A decapus, I think.
Is decapus.
Which was, I think, a Madonna album.
Do you ever want to get a rig like where you could wear all the instruments and play them by gyrating yourself? It was like a traditional one-man band suit kind of thing.
Yeah, for Halloween costumes so I can replicate. But no,
that's not really what you do. Yeah.
It's been hard for me to realize what's practical. For me, I can only perform one way and I need that backing band. And in some songs, I can do just like a kick and a guitar, and that's me. But it's hard. I'm not big on being the solo performer. I like having the band.
A group creative experience kind of thing.
I just like all the instruments, really. Mm. I need too many instruments.
Well, dude, when you get talented players together, I mean, your ideas can really take off when other people, if you're in the right mindset, and I mean, people coming together like makes way better. It's like, what is it? The whole is much greater than all the parts put together. Why do you say that? I forget.
The sum is greater than the parts.
Yes, right. The needs of the many outweigh the needs.
not quite, but we're getting there. Yeah.
God, I love it when
illiterate jerks.
I love it when I have a band to play with me, like Deadly Gallows. They rip it when they get to play songs with me. So it's awesome when I can do that, but I do this when I can't.
I was fortunate enough to catch early in the days of the quarantine a couple of your bathroom sessions where it was you locked up in a bathroom with a bunch of pedals and a bunch of instruments. How was that? Walk us through that. Where did that idea come from and how did it turn out?
Oh, well, I was supposed to play a tour back in March for 10 right. days. Or 11 days. And instead of playing the tour because quarantine killed it, I played a streaming tour all around my house. And I think day 5 was the bathroom set, which I have to admit was my personal worst set. I didn't like it at all. But everyone has asked me about that set. And I'm just like, oh, it was all right. It was fun. But
which was the best room?
The same bathroom that I did that set in is where the ducks are right now. Taking cozy and going to sleep. So.
Which was your favorite room of the tour?
The back of the van. It was the last day of tour and it was the back of the van. And when I go to like festivals and we just hang out and camp, I get bored at points and I need to play my music and I will set up all my battery powered stuff, battery powered amp and battery powered looper and a couple instruments and just play in the back of the van. And if people come over, they can listen. And I did the back of the van set and I don't know, it made me miss doing the thing, but also it was fun.
Are those still up on Facebook? Can people find those?
Yeah, all those sets are still up. I didn't delete anything. So they can go to my facebook.com/banjohn it's B-A-N John Underwood, J-O-H-N.
Like ban John Underwood, not banned, but like ban you, censor you.
It was supposed to be like banjo, ban John Underwood. I was trying to be
But it really does sound like a force that's trying to stop you.
But then Tyson pointed out Tyson from 6 Mile, he pointed out that I should make a shirt that just says "Ban John Underwood."
It does sound like something Tyson would notice.
It's great.
That was a mistake, but whatever.
Well, let's have another song and then come back for a quiz. What do you think?
Cool. So it's probably the second song on the album, After Party. And it's just an instrumental. It was a build up into the next song that you can only hear on the Patreon.
Do you want to do back to back then? We'll just go from that one into the next one.
Well, no, we already played it.
Nick, that was when your house was burning down.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't have the Patreon, then you don't know what we're talking about. And I'm sorry, we need $5 a month for you to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Patreon.com/worst little podcast.
Patreon.com/worst little podcast. Love me the violin.
Me too.
Fidelity is great.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that everybody else isn't hearing it the way that I'm hearing it.
No, we'll hear it perfectly later in the future of the past. We'll heard what we know now.
I can kind of hear it like you.
It's not that bad?
No, it's the what I hear in my head.
Oh, that's right. your brain is like, I know what's supposed to be happening here.
You're filling in the spots, yeah.
That's actually what the last song of the set is about, but we aren't there yet.
I wanted to mention, thank you, Rick, for this weekend.
Oh, my God. I was so tired. We worked so much. It was so much fun this morning.
I was playing a bunch of instruments myself. It was pretty cool, John.
What'd you do? Yeah. But he wasn't doing it all at once.
No, I was tracking. It was fun to actually have a recording experience where after, you know, I'm done doing one thing, I got to go jump to another thing.
Instead of the hurry up and wait.
Yeah. It's like, go play bass now. Go play drums now. Go sing now, you know.
Let's have an acoustic guitar. Let's have an electric guitar. Let's do that. And it was just, and everything was set up all over the house. Let's do keyboard. And then Nick just ran from spot to spot putting songs together.
It's fun.
Yeah. I actually didn't do any keyboard this time, but what's really cool is on Saturday when I had Spike and John come in, and John already brought his stuff prepared, which was really cool. John, Spike, the keyboardist.
Spike from One Time Dooley and John from Roxy Cottle.
Thank you.
Sorry. I just want, in case people don't know.
Right. I forget that I'm not just talking to my friends. You guys out there are my friends. I just don't know you yet. You know,
actually, you know a lot of them because it's all of our friends who listen to this show. Right.
So they probably did know, yeah. But I just thought it's
the seven of us, the seven listeners that we have.
This ain't the Patreon show, man. Come on.
Yeah, there's 10.
Give it up. The Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, but six of them are John's ducks, so does that really count?
And five cats, too.
You didn't say that you were keeping ducks in a house with a bunch of cats. How's that going?
The cats don't care.
Really?
they're another pet in the house, so they just hang out with them. I've seen them kind of attack them, but nothing has ever gotten serious enough that we've had to actually stop them.
Damn, I would think. I was listening to Michael Mara's show today, and he had his little son on who's 6 years old, and his son said, "Dad, we could never get cats because they're lazy, they don't care, and they have evil eyes like demons." All of that is fact. All of that is fact. I once had a chihuahua and two cats, two full-grown cats, and I got a rather large iguana. And I was worried that it wasn't going to work out. And so we set the iguana down, and all the mammals came around and slowly crept towards the reptile in the middle of the room. And the iguana like puffed up and put its dewlap out and got all like big. And all of them got closer and closer. And then one of the cats came even closer to smell its butt or where its butt should be. And as she inched near that, out of nowhere, the iguana just picked up its tail and whapped him in the head. Like really fast, really sudden. All of the mammals scattered and none of them ever came near it again. And that was that. But I don't think ducks can do that.
Ducks will charge you, though. Remember, I was a little kid.
They can bite you, bruise your leg up.
And geese.
Oh, you know, geese are fucking.
Geese are
terrifying.
I think that's what I'm thinking. Geese, not ducks.
Geese are fucking terrifying.
John, they don't have teeth, right? It's just like a little. It always looks scary when they're going to bite you, but it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. We feed them treats from our hands as often as possible so they can learn to get treats from us. And it's getting harder because they're getting a little bit older, and I think they're starting to become teenagers. It's getting tough.
The teenage period is the way that nature says, please throw me out of your house. It's like, you know, that's what teenage is for.
Same thought. We need to get them outside just permanently.
Right.
We just been trying to not do that quite yet, but I think it's time.
Do you have a yard?
Yeah, we have a yard, and we have a duck pen that we built with all the like a couple feet of fence underneath so that you can't dig under the fence.
We need to
put a little bit of extra cover around it, but it's pretty ready. And we've been running a camera to watch the pen to see how it's doing under night, and we aren't seeing much motion so far. So,
do you have like coyotes and shit, or
raccoons are my biggest fear? But we've seen one in our neighborhood once. I've never had any reason to see one in our yard. But we also have an outdoor cat that goes and keeps our yard territorial. So
rodent free. Yeah. The cat army is great for that.
Yeah. That raccoon sees those demon eyes and he's all, fuck that shit.
This thing clearly doesn't care.
But it looks kind of lazy.
Poor cats. I love cats.
Well, I think it's time for a little light listening music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, and we're going to ask John a whole bunch of questions he may or may not remember from 5 years ago, but no, they're all going to be new questions, and it's going to be great fun, and it's going to be kind of embarrassing. Are you ready to play, my friend?
I'll try.
All right. Ian, would you like to go first this week?
Sure. What is the stupidest thing you have shoplifted?
I haven't.
You have never, ever shoplifted? You didn't go through that phase as a kid like many Americans?
You know, I think maybe I've done it on accident at one point, and usually I go back. Maybe I didn't once. I don't know. I don't try to, though. My mom always taught me not to steal.
See, I had to get caught stealing. I had to get caught stealing in middle school, and it scared the shit out of me, and then I never stole again. But I didn't just know that. I didn't believe anything my parents told me was true, so.
Well, I had a stepsister that made it very apparent that I shouldn't do it. Got locked away for a couple of years, and I had to go watch her. That was very rude. I had to go visit her in jail every week to go help encourage her to get out, and it made me realize it wasn't a good thing.
Damn. So having a oh wow.
Scared awesome. Straight by proxy.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We're up.
Who's next?
Let's see. Celebrity road trip. You could go across the country with any celebrity, living or dead. Who's the celebrity, and what car are you driving?
Dude. Well, I mean, we're probably driving a tour van because it's going to be a musician. What celebrity musician do I want to go on the road with,
living
though?
Living or dead.
Yeah.
Living or dead.
Celebrity, you can use the term celebrity loosely. You know what I mean? It could be underground of famous people or whatever.
It could be your car. Oh, man. to be honest, I would take someone that I've already toured with, just because tour is tough, and I would love to go tour the country with one of my friends that I know that I am comfortable with. So Mr. Carpenter, Jay Carpenter, he's one of my horny friends. He plays trombone, and he played with me in Dirty Kid Discount. He was a original Dirty Kid Discount member, and I don't know. He's a rad dude to tour with, and he would be my one person if I had to pick a celebrity. I think he's a celebrity.
There you go.
Nice. Oh, man. Coven endorsement.
John Underwood saying, fuck famous people.
They're, I don't know them.
Right.
How can you trust a famous person to actually be a decent person?
For real. Well, Audrey Hepburn, I think we can trust her.
Right. We hear all those stories about, like, Bill Murray, you know, taking pictures with drunk people and you know, and fucking with them, and nobody will ever believe you. But you never hear about where he mugs people or right. sucker punches them as he walks by. It happens, though. You know it does.
No.
And he turns around and threatens them and says, no one will ever believe you. Keep your mouth shut.
I'm Bill Murray, bitch.
It's fucked up. You ever hear of fucking Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I'll bust your ghost ass. No. No, Bill Murray would say none of those things.
No way.
Unless you paid him. So I'm going to ask a question in Kim's stead. The Kim question. If you were to be a creature that was a combination of two animals, what two animals and which half of you would they be?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely octopus bottom half.
Oh, yeah. you would make hella use of that.
But man, I don't know about the top half. I want to pick the dude from Mortal Kombat that has the four arms.
Toro? Man.
There you go.
That has to be like a real animal, like a liger.
Suddenly we've got rules and standards.
Oh, Goro's not a real animal. Okay.
We're making up an animal with real animals, not fake animals.
Well, if we're going to just jump to conclusions, we might as well just make it a cat. A cat with octopus tails.
Fuck yeah. So, okay.
Cat on top, octopus. I don't know.
Probably a cheetah or something.
It would be a cat. Yeah.
It's kind of messed up because you know how cats hate water.
Oh, it's going to be great because they're going to learn.
And an octopus that licks its own fur. Fucking rad.
All right, now I'm seeing something between that weird mutated Stewie with tentacles and Jack Skellington's dog. Like. All right, Rick, your turn.
What posters or things did you have on your bedroom walls when you were in high school?
I had a real big fish and, oh man, who they had to split with? Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Seven inch on my wall. And I had, I was big into Catch 22, so I ended up subscribing to their fan list and ended up getting Alone in a Crowd, a whole poster and the demo release of the album, and put that on my wall. I was big into ska music when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think it had any lasting impression?
So I hated playing trumpet in high school.
Yeah.
And all growing up. I played it when I was from sixth grade. I played it from sixth grade. And I kind of hated it. I didn't really like the instrument.
Why did you play it? Did you get shoved into it? Or did you, like, your dad was a famous trumpet player? Or like, how'd that happen?
My parents started me, they just wanted me to play an instrument in band. And originally I started in clarinet. And after a year of clarinet, I was first chair clarinet for most of the year. And I asked to upgrade to trumpet because I wanted to play an instrument that had more power. And so I played trumpet in sixth grade. And then I eventually asked to upgrade to French horn and played that for a couple of years. And I went back from French horn to trumpet.
And at some point did somebody say, you have to quit switching instruments because this is going nowhere. This will never help you later in life.
You'll so end been, up raising ducks in your bathtub.
And playing 100 things. Dude, so you've been shifting shit around since you were a little kid.
I kind of used it to my advantage when I was at college too, because I did my degree in computer science. So programming stuff. But my minor was in music industry, and I found out that you had to just have a certain number of performance credits. And I found out you can also get performance credits by taking lessons from different teachers. So I just talked to teachers from the different departments and learned different instruments.
God, Brad, that's awesome.
Way to exploit the loophole for your strengths. You're a lover, your mother, or your brother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, man. I hate to throw him out there, but my brother, because the other two are amazing. My brother's amazing, too, but he's just
the least amazing.
He's not around. Okay.
which really tells it, like spend time with the people you love so they won't eat you first. I think we can all learn a lesson from this.
Okay, I got a new one. So you have to get a Star Wars tattoo, and it has to be of a character. What's your Star Wars tattoo?
Oh, well, I'll probably lose some votes for this, but it's going to be a pod racer out of the first episode. I don't know who's going to be in it. It doesn't really matter.
No, it has to be a character.
A character in a pod racer? No?
Yeah, but okay.
I'll take, oh man. I like the dude with the cycle around his thing. That dude's pretty cool. I honestly don't care.
Okay. I know that one. I'm gonna look up that picture and post it in the blog.
What was the first album you ever bought with your own money, John?
First album I ever bought with my own money. The first that I can remember is Losing Streak from Less Than Jake, which is one of my favorite albums. We've been talking about it for years, this whole Six Mile Vampirates crew, whatever, to doing a cover of the Losing Streak album. And I think it'd be really cool for Halloween.
That's fun. That's a solid album. Hell yeah. And as a follow-up, what's the first concert you ever went to? Like, big show.
Big show?
Like, not just, like, going to see Fort Ryland, but, like, yeah, something where you had to buy Ticketmaster or, you know, casino tickets.
I'm honestly not sure what the first one of those...
Have you ever been to an arena show?
Well, I've been to arena shows. I've just been to a lot of arena shows. Well, not arena shows, but GSR shows since then and before it was GSR. But back in the day when I was in Carson, because I grew up in Carson City, we had a place above Java Junk. I don't know what it was called. It was some kind of coffee place on the main street.
It wasn't Comma Coffee?
No, not Comma Coffee. Okay. Down the street from Comma Coffee. It turned into sushi place. It's a sushi place now, maybe. But it was a coffee place years ago. And upstairs it had a venue. And the first big show that I can remember seeing there was Catch 22.
Rad.
Oh, cool.
But it was right after Kalnaki had left the band and it was the new singer. And so it was really groundbreaking and rad for me. But I also didn't realize the perspective of the band at the time.
I would say, let's pick up the pace and go with a rapid fire. A sushi or tacos?
Sushi.
Who wins in a fight, Donkey or Walrus?
Who was the first one?
Donkey or Walrus?
Donkey or Walrus? Donkey.
Black Sabbath or Led Zeppelin?
Black Sabbath.
Desert or forest?
Forest.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Who wins in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
That's different from the normal answer there. Yeah,
it's actually rare that people pick the Beatles.
Let's see. Let's go old school. AIDS or cancer?
Me or someone else?
Would you rather have? Yeah.
Oh, I guess cancer. It's pretty common anyways.
Vampire or a werewolf? Which would you rather be?
Werewolf, I guess. Once a month.
Would you prefer a house party or a bar?
House party, all the time.
Beat up or arrested?
6 to 1, half a dozen the other.
Well, but when you're beat up, you don't have to go to court later.
And then the next morning after all of that, puke or diarrhea, which would you rather have?
Oh, man. Diarrhea, I guess. I don't know.
It'll keep the beard clean.
Yeah, for sure. A lot less maintenance.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Who wins in a fight, a python or an eagle?
Eagle. I've seen it. I don't know that I've seen it.
There's a tattoo.
Sasquatch or aliens?
Aliens.
Cupcakes or pizza?
Pizza.
Fuck yeah.
Interesting. We're getting a bead on your real personality now.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
That was kind of questioning. Are you sure? Are you asking us for permission to like Ozzy?
I'm asking you for permission to not answer the question.
Too late.
We missed this on the main section, but I really want to know, what is the best burger in the Reno Sparks area?
Oh, my favorite is it's that place down on Virginia.
Beefies?
Beefies.
Or Juicies.
No, Beefies.
Or Little Nugget Beefies. Fuck yeah. That's been
Oh yeah, Little Nugget like 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
When it was $3.50.
And And then I think to close it out, the Chewy question, what, in your opinion, is the sketchiest convenience store in the greater Reno Sparks Carson area?
I don't know. I would guess probably where I bought alcohol when I was a teenager over on Wells. And I don't even know what street that is. It was
Cheney or Second.
It's approximately there. Yeah.
Is it closer to the overpass or closer to hipsterhood?
Marqueton.
Yeah, closer to Marqueton.
It's totally the Cheney one. Okay. Yeah.
That's Cheney then. Yeah.
Very, very that's popular fine. Answer.
Yes.
Pretty sketchy.
Sweet.
So how do you do, Roy?
Well, let me add these scores up, and it looks like we have a wonderful, solid score of 24,679.4 points.
That's pretty fucking good.
There is a remainder there due to a differential on one of his answers. Yep. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, let's have another song while I switch the laundry.
Amen.
That's not a euphemism. For anything.
You don't have a lot of time.
So what are we going to hear, John?
It's the last song on the album, and it's really quick. It was supposed to be like all run together, but this is just the end of it. It's till the very end.
Rory is still changing his laundry, and Nick is gone as well. You warned us that was short.
Yeah. That was short. Shorter than my attention span. Hey.
Hey.
That's cool. So where can people find the album, John?
My Bandcamp. It's actually all over most of the streaming and purchasable stuff, iTunes and Google Play and YouTube and Spotify.
Are you on Spotify? Yeah. Excellent. I'll just add you to my playlist and give you my 0.003 cents every play.
Cool.
It's just under John Underwood. No horny friends.
No horny friends yet. That'll be as soon as we can put a tour together.
So we could say that the horny friends are coming
eventually.
I'm so glad.
Damn it, Rick.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here today, my friend. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
We tell you about all the things that are happening in town, but there's nothing happening.
Yeah. No. Like a whole portion of the podcast just doesn't exist anymore.
That I had sort of slowly started doing. To reopen.
Yeah.
I will say my studio is booking up like a motherfucker. Like I booked like 4 weekends in the past 2 days. Like it's been crazy. So I'm which is nice. So I was worried. I didn't know what was going to happen if nobody had money or if nobody was interested in recording an album because they can't play anywhere. But turns out a whole bunch of fucking people want to record. So,
well, a lot of people haven't had much else to do besides write. Yeah. So like,
yeah.
Oh, so I can't wait to hear it all. It'd be great.
Crazy.
Anybody else have anything at all?
Well, no? John, there's one last track we're going to play at the end of the show. Do you want to tell us what that is? And this is one that is not on the new album, correct?
Yeah, this one's unreleased. It's called Mental Health Loop, and it's kind of my song about how I use my music to keep myself sane because a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and all I can do is just keep playing the things that I hear in my head, like I was telling you earlier.
Fuck yeah. Rad. I just want to say hi out there to Kim and Chewy. Thanks for kicking ass, guys. Apparently, we might have Chewy back next week. So.
Yeah. Is he back in town or is he going to be like from the road?
I have no clue. He sent a message to the group chat saying that he'd be back on next week. So.
Rad. Cool.
You know that computer in your pocket with the messages that you never check?
Yeah, you can actually check them from the one you're sitting at, too, the computer.
Yeah. Yeah. It all connects now, man.
I have as much stuff going on as I can possibly handle. I just can't take it.
This has been a lot of fun. Great to hang out with you guys once again. Everybody out there in internet land, I hope you're staying safe, staying healthy, and enjoying your summer, whatever that means for you this year. As always, life is short and we love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.
A dream world beckons.
It's Darkwater Studios.
But problems aren't solved.
Ain't that some bullshit?